And the recording has begun. So Jessica, welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to October 2022. What is today? Today's the 5th, 10/5/2022. We are here for what is our 98th LA Joann live call, which seems so crazy to say out loud. We are two calls away from our 100th call, which will be December of this year. Get excited. We're going to have a huge party. Unsure what a huge party means in this case. But we're excited for that. For all those out there who may not know who I am, my name is Andy Marks, here in Hoboken, New Jersey, joined by my co-host, Jessica Loomer. You there?
Hey, y'all.
Since you just unmuted, you want to remind everyone how to do that later on?
Absolutely. I don't know how I use. I'm actually on the Zoom app.
You're on the Zoom app. So you all may have heard it, but it's either *6 or *7. If one of those doesn't work, you can try the other one. But Jessica is in Denver. Are you in Denver, Jessica, or no?
I am, yeah. Denver, Colorado. Okay. And it's chilly. I'm wearing a fleece.
Oh, my gosh. Here I am in a vest and a flannel. It is super fall. It's not approaching winter, I feel. It's so crazy. A week ago, I was walking around in shorts, or maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm trying to remember. It turned cold very quickly, like overnight. Not this Friday, but the one before that. So I guess it's been a week and a half. Almost 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I was actually walking around in like shorts and stuff, which is wild. But it has turned cold fast, and I have my heat again, which is nice. Fingers crossed that it continues to do that throughout the winter. It'll be its first full year working if that happens. So I'm not counting on it. But thank you all for being here. As I said at the beginning of the call, this is LHON Live. I trust many of you know the purpose of this call, but I like to go through a spiel every time just in case. As many of you've heard countless times at this point in time, Jessica and I had the pleasure of meeting each other at what was our first LHON conference in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, back in June of 2014. It was immediately obvious to us, the same way it is to many people who go to their first LHON conference, how beneficial it is to share experiences, to get to know, and to really just enjoy time with others who are part of this LHON, whether they're affected by LHON or just involved in the community, interested in any way, that we all have this very unique thing that is day-to-day lives, but is very shared between all of us, regardless of where on this globe you live, what age you are, and all these types of things. So we wanted to find a way to kind of tap into that benefit throughout the year without all having to travel to the same place every month. So 2 months after that, in August of 2014, we had our first ever LHON live call. Back then, we used a very different format. We've been through a series of different formats on these calls, and we're actually talking about redoing that again. For any of those who were on last month's call, we are considering lots of different ideas that were thrown out there on how to improve this call. But for now, what we continue to do is bring topics that we had or that were surfaced in the Facebook group over a given month. We talk about those topics here at the top of the call. Later on, we open up the call for all of you all to discuss anything you'd like. It can be topics that we discuss, or it can be something that's been on your mind, questions you may have for us, questions you may have for each other. For the purpose of this call, I do like to level set and remind everyone that we are not medical experts. We're not legal experts. We're not employment experts. So if the conversation really tends toward a place where we think there are better people to answer those calls that may not be on these calls right now, we may direct you elsewhere. But in general, feel free to kind of ask questions that you would like answered. And if we think it's better directed elsewhere, we're happy to do that. With that, the only other thing I'd like to say is that we do these calls once a month, always the first Wednesday of every month, just like it is today, always the same Zoom link and everything like that. So thank you all for being here. If it's your first call or your 98th, we appreciate you being here. Jessica, how is October going for you?
Oh, hi, Andy. October is fantastic. It's flying by. In the business speak, it is Q4, and that is crazy, slightly scary because there's so much to accomplish. But I have a cozy fleece on. I just got it at Costco and it cost me $9. So life couldn't be better. How about you?
I have not been in a Costco in a long time, so I do not have a cozy fleece, but I'm plenty warm inside as well. And October is off to a good start. I enjoy fall. It means my birthday is around the corner next month. And my favorite holiday of Thanksgiving here in the U.S. is around the corner as well. I believe we are still pre-Thanksgiving in Canada as well for those Canadian callers we have on the call. You can remind me when that is, but I believe it's this month, typically. And in general, yeah, it's going well. Life is good. I'm enjoying some normalcy, which has been rare over the past year and a half. So that's good. Let's go ahead and get things kicked off. So we have, as I mentioned, we have four topics that we will discuss a little bit here at the top. Two of them are strangely related, and I'm surprised that I don't remember talking about them before. They are somewhat sensitive in some ways, but I think they're good things to talk about, even just to validate some pretty common experiences across this community. The first I saw in the group sometime over the past month, I'm not sure who mentioned it or how it was mentioned, but basically someone within the group asked the question, hey, do you all ever notice that you're having a good eye day or a bad eye day? And what is that like for you? Jessica, I'll kind of pose that question over to you. I know this is something that a lot of people talk about, but what does that mean in your life?
Yeah, this is such a good question. I'm actually really surprised we've never talked about this in our 98 calls, because I feel like it's a question that comes up a lot, especially with people newly affected, but it's such an obvious question to me personally. Yeah, I definitely have good eye days and bad eye days. If I have been on the computer a lot, and my job is 100% on the computer. So if I've been on the computer a lot, which is a lot of the time, the next day, if I've been straining my eyes and maybe not used my jaws as much as like I use magnification, my eyes definitely like have a hard time, or I end up blinking a lot and things like that. Or if I didn't get sleep well the night before, I definitely find myself that I have like a harder time seeing or more sensitivity to light. I kind of bundle those all up in like a not so great eye day. There's definitely different things that kind of cause me to have that. And sleep, I'm a 8-hour girl. So like I have to get 8 hours of sleep every single day. So if I don't get that, that definitely kind of messes with me. And I think it's just overall health, right? Like if we don't do the things that we're supposed to, like drink a lot of water and get a lot of sleep and do those things, like it definitely affects me. So yeah, I have it pretty common. I'm going to knock on wood for myself for tomorrow as we talk about it, but super common for me to have. What about you?
Yeah, I think my experience is pretty similar to yours. I would say that having good eye days and bad eye days is pretty common, but it's pretty similar between, I think, people who have LHON or who are affected by LHON and typical sighted folks. There are things that cause people's like eye strain generally. We are probably far more likely to notice it, and it's far more likely to affect our days because we're already working with limited vision. So I think that's more noticeable for us. I would say rather than days and bad eye days, I have really like bad eye moments, bad eye scenarios or situations. Not that I ever really have good eye days. Like my vision's always great, but there are situations where it kind of, where my low vision is highlighted more for me. So if I'm here in my small, like New York City area apartment, like I am forced to recognize I have low vision way less frequently than if I'm outside or kind of in a large space, whether it's like a big mall or at a sports game or something where my eyes may try to focus really far away, that I quickly am made aware that, oh yeah, I can't do that. If I'm inside a lot, like in the room I'm in right now, it's like a small bedroom in my office, like there's really far fewer things in this room that I can't make out to some degree, especially since I'm always somewhat close to them. So I do recognize that, like, if I go in a large supermarket or whatever it may be, there are situations where I'm like, oh wow, like, yeah, right, I can't see, I almost forgot. Not that more than other situations. Anything else you want to add there, Jessica?
The only thing I want to share is that I think you're kind of, you're cutting a little in and out. So I kind of heard most of it and I got the gist, but maybe you have to move over like 3 feet to the left or something.
Hold on. I'm just going to. One sec. Hold on.
Please, I'm like, we hold. Do, I do hear you much better now.
Yes, you will be able to hear me much better now. I'm just switching. So bear with me. I apologize all. All right. That should be better for the remainder of the call. Do I need to reset anything, Jessica, or were you able to hear most things?
I think I was able to hear most things or kind of put it together, but then you sound much better now. So thank you.
I'm gonna state two things that I tried to make clear, and they may have been less clear to everyone. The first thing is that I think our eye strain is very similar to sighted folks. Whether you're affected by LHO or not, you have eye strain that can make it harder to see. However, when we deal with that, it's more obvious to us and it affects our day much more. So that's the first point. And the second point is, for me, rather than having good eye days and bad eye days, I really have situations where it's highlighted to me that my eyes are working harder. And those are really when I'm like in a big space or outside where my eyes may naturally try and focus on something further away and they can't do that. If I remain inside all the time in my small apartment, there are fewer things that my eyes can try and focus on that it can't actually see. But if I go outside or to a sports game or to a park or a mall or whatever it may be, I'm immediately reminded more in a more direct way that I can't see. And I always know that, but it's just highlighted much more when I'm in the situation. Anything else you want to add that time, Jessica, since I did it twice?
Much, much better to understand. And I know I'm that's great. And I totally agree.
Fair enough. Sorry for our technical difficulties, but hopefully this continues to work. Our next topic here, of our three topics, three or four topics, depending on how you want to count them, this time is very related to that one. And this is something we have discussed a little bit. I think different people have different experiences with this. And just like with the last question, your mileage may vary, your experience may be different. And that's okay. That's great. And that's fine. But I do like talking about some of these topics because it really does validate the experiences of people who may be going through something and want to know, hey, is this normal? And so the question here is, when you work out or you do something extremely physical, do you recognize any changes in your vision? And what's that like for you? I'll send it over to you first, Justin.
So I say yes to this. And I think the only time I actually really experience it is when I feel like I'm utterly exhausted. And this is probably just, I don't know if this could be a me thing. And this also won't ever stop me from working out. But when I'm finishing a marathon, and so it's kind of the hype, right? Like I'm finishing a marathon. It's like 0.2 left of the mile. There is like this gigantic crowd and kind of rush of emotions. You don't want to like ugly cry, but you're so tired. And I kind of like, my vision is not, it's not great. So I just close my eyes. Like I have a guide, understand that like, she's just going to guide me the right way. And it's, I don't know if it's like a lot happening at once on like my emotionals, like emotions, or it's my vision, or I'm just like really strenuous exercise and I'm like maxed out. I'm, who knows what it could be, but yeah, it's, I do have a hard time seeing in that 0.2 of a marathon. And it could be like a flurry of all those things. But yeah, I just close my eyes and just keep running.
Yeah, I think your experience is pretty similar. And one thing I'd call out that people made clear in their comments on that post in the group this month is, yes, this is pretty common. Don't feel that you are weird or something's wrong with you if this is happening and you have LHO. That said, the general consensus is this is temporary. This is something that generally, hey, you're going to feel great. Your vision is going to come back to at least what it was 2 hours ago within a few hours. And don't be overly concerned. And most people say, hey, like I still recommend being physical in some way. Now, that doesn't have to be pushing yourself to exhaustion, because I think for lots of folks, it does kind of exert itself or kind of show up most often when you are truly exhausted, like you mentioned, Jessica. Unlike you, however, it doesn't take running a marathon to exhaust me. So it still happens to me, and I've never come close to running a marathon. So I think based on your physical fitness. This may happen to you at different points, but generally, maybe you want to stay below that threshold. Maybe you want to push through it because that's good for your mental health. Whatever your reasons and your decisions, I think we commend you for whatever decision you're making, and being active in whatever way you choose is best for you. And generally, being active is a good thing, regardless of how you do that, and in what level and how frequently and all those kinds of things. But I think that's a good thing.
Totally.
The last kind of topic that we're going to be opening up to the group is a topic that I am really surprised we haven't spoken about. And honestly, it'd be weird if we haven't, Jessica, but you and I talked briefly before the call and didn't think we've discussed this ever before, which is very strange to me, because I remember talking about Canadian Thanksgiving. I remember talking about American Thanksgiving. I remember talking about Christmas and 4th of July and birthdays and so many different holidays, but I don't recall ever talking about Halloween and how maybe celebrating it with lower vision may be easier, better ways to accommodate people who may be blind or legally blind that are celebrating Halloween. So this topic's just coming from us this month. Are there any tips, tricks, advice you may have?
Okay, so how have we never talked about this? So at my old company, we actually did, so it's like during COVID and then kind of, well, pre-COVID, during COVID, and then transition to the hybrid life. We always had a company Halloween contest. And so, yep, that's super cool, whatever. But in the group of people that coordinated all the social events within like our company or like our specific department, our department that I was part of used to be like 500 people, non-accessibility people, but like the whole department. They actually had an audio description for everybody's costume. So even virtually or in person, they had somebody off to the side that was giving a full audio description of every person's costume. So if it was like kind of runway-esque where people were just like walking and showing their costume and walking away, there was an audio description that would literally just kind of like interface with that and go over speaker for everybody else to hear, just like, like audio description in a movie would. Super cool. But then when it moved to virtual, we set up a specific channel, whether it was in like Slack or WebEx or whatever, that would have like the full audio description. So like, yeah, we could be in the Zoom meeting, but we'd have a audio description and it would give all the details of all of it. It was super cool to be able to kind of, I felt like I was still 100% connected having that audio description. And then when we went hybrid, I went in person, still didn't help me, but I had an AirPod in and I just would put voiceover on that Slack channel. And I would still hear all the audio descriptions as I was sitting there in person. So that was really cool and like super cool accommodation. And just shows like that company is super cool to be able to do that. Now nothing virtual, anything like that, but my costume is high contrast and I actually have I feel like, how cool am I to say, but a full onesie that is a skeleton. So black onesie and then white, obviously high contrast skeleton outfit. And I am so excited to rock that. You know how I found it. It's because it was like the only costume I could tell exactly what it was. It wasn't at Costco, but it should have been. But you know, as you're cruising like the online shopping, it was the one I could see the best and saw first. And I was like, that's definitely what I'm going to be. So yeah.
This doesn't go over your face, does it?
No.
Okay. I was going to say that's less good. I do know. I mean, like, and this is something just occurred to me. I mean, there are lots of costumes out there that can incorporate your cane or do fun things there or be a blind character in something. Let's go ahead and celebrate some representation in media you enjoy. I've certainly done even TikTok videos talking about my favorite blind characters in TV shows and movies and stuff. So they exist out there for anyone who's interested. I think all of those are fun things to think about. I love your high contrast idea, both for you and for others. In general, I don't mean to kind of poo-poo anyone's idea, but if you need like a name tag to tell us what your costume is, come up with a better costume so others can recognize what it is. There, all of these things are good things. Anyone who's thinking about this is doing it right. Communication is key at any type of event, in understanding what you can do best for individual people, because my experience and Jessica's experience isn't everyone's experience. Even when it comes to like food and candy and things like that, if you want to be able to tell people what they're grabbing and you notice there's a blind child, maybe trick-or-treating in your neighborhood, like there are maybe ways you can help that child feel like they're getting the same experiences of others. And maybe that's why asking them what they'd like and telling them what's in your bucket or whatnot. I don't know. There are things to do, and I'm curious if any of you have better ideas there. So the last thing we want to talk about, and we're going to open the call up shortly here, but I want to make sure this part of the call is recorded as well for any of our listeners who may listen after the fact. And this will become obvious why we're talking about this in a moment. But I mentioned here at the top of the call, Jessica, can you still hear me well or not?
Yes, I can hear great.
Okay, perfect. I mentioned here at the top of the call that we are continuing to investigate ways to optimize these calls, make them better for you all. And we reached out last month asking for ideas on ways to make these calls better. We threw out some ideas of our own, but we listened to many of you and the ideas that you had. Honestly, only a few people reached out, but those few people had a handful of ideas. So I'm going to talk through some of those ideas now, because I'd love to hear any of your reactions. We're also going to post this in the Facebook group, because before we started initiating any of these changes, we really wanted to get feedback in case anyone was very resistant to any of them in particular, especially because some of them could affect the call in a real way. So Jessica, I'm going to speak through some of these and then we can kind of get reactions from folks as well. But the first idea, which I think is a good idea, generally speaking, because I don't know how many people listen to these calls after the fact, but the idea is simply to maybe stop recording the calls. This would be devastating to folks who listen every month and don't call in, but I don't know how many of those there are. So I'm curious if you all are listening to this after the fact, please let us know, because we'd like to know if we'd be eliminating your opportunity to listen to the calls. But for those folks who are here, I've heard from some that are more comfortable without the call being recorded. So we wanted to discuss that. If we did that, one thing that we may be doing in addition this isn't necessarily related, but as we maintain a list of topics we talk about each month, we've talked about moving that to some kind of document that others can get to, whether it's a Google Doc or some kind of shared doc within Facebook, where people can constantly add topics. We can update it ourselves so you all know what topics are going to be discussed at any call. Similarly, we, as Lissa tends to do, we have folks post links to the topics we discuss each time. We've talked about kind of asking for volunteers to help do that on this call. I know we have volunteers who do that on other calls. One thing that I think, Wayne, you brought up last month is the idea of bringing speakers back like we used to have. And it may not be every month. We're considering doing that quarterly, but would love to hear if you all like that idea. There are a few other ideas we're talking about doing occasionally. Those include maybe bringing on the regional call leads to share things that have come up in their topics or in their calls, topics that have come up on their individual calls, and share them with a broader LHON group here. We've talked about having calls maybe once a quarter or a few times a year that don't have any topics at all and are just a free forum for folks to discuss. We talked about the idea of having, if we institute different types of calls like regional lead calls and special guest speakers and no topic calls, maybe maintaining a calendar that can be accessed online so folks know what kind of call is coming up and they know when the next guest speaker call is, if you just want to call in for those, or if you like calling in for the free forum calls. The only other idea I guess I have here is if we move to not recording, one thing we may do, and I'm interested to hear feedback on this idea, is the idea of, rather than Jessica and I speaking through all the topics here at the top and opening it up for conversation at the end, would like to know if you all would prefer opening up the conversation after each topic. This has great benefits because it allows everyone to be a part of the conversation more, but I know several people have issues maybe getting to their mute or unmute button and have asked that it's easier if they only do that one time on the call. So if we aren't recording the call, maybe it doesn't matter as much about background noise. So we'd love to hear all of your feedback on those things. Again, I'll be posting these in the Facebook group sometime over the next week or two. But we really would love to hear any feedback from any of you on those ideas we've gathered so far. Before we open up the call, Jessica, I have it here in front of me, but if you'd rather talk through the calls we have this month, I'll let you do that if you prefer.
Yeah, I'd love to share. Lots of cool calls coming up this month, so I'm just going to quickly cruise through. And I actually, unlike last month, I have it spot on. So coming up on Thursday, October 6th, is the LH1 Affected Teens. Next call up is on Tuesday, October 11th, and that's LH1 Affected Youth, or Young Adults, sorry. I can't read. Next call is Wednesday, October 12th. And that's LHON onset after 60. And just a heads up, so this call is only twice a year. And so this is the last call of the year. So if that is, if you fit in that category, please join. It's going to be fantastic. And the last one of the year. So please do. And then on Wednesday, October 19th is Dads of LHON Affected Kids, in air quotes, kids of all ages. And on Monday, October 24th is Assistive Technology. Ooh, such a good call. And that is it for the month. So looking forward to all these calls this month. So thank you.
The other call I will call out for us is our next LHON Live call to kind of round out the month. And that is going to be the first Wednesday of November, which in this case is November 2nd. So it's early in the month in November. That will be our 99th call. So get ready. We are only two calls away from our 100th call. All of those calls use the same dial-in information. So the same line, Jessica, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they all use this exact same login. The yes. time differs based on your call. So if you didn't take notes while Jessica was rattling those off, all of those can be found in your email. From LHON.org that came out this week from Lissa. And it has the details for all of those calls, along with a link that you can use to get to them. With that.
And Andy, sorry, one more thing. There's also Facebook groups. So if you are planning on to attending, please join in. If you are on Facebook, jump in and join the call. They're obviously like, we could start the call before the call sort of thing. Start the conversation and let us know that you are coming to that. It's super helpful for us.
Right. It's a busy, busy month. Thank you, Jessica, and to all of the other leaders who are leading calls. That number is growing, and we really appreciate your support and your help, because those calls sometimes are way more engaging than our call in terms of just gathering folks who are even more uniquely similar in their situation and their role within this LHON community. So thanks to everyone who helps lead those calls and everyone who joins for those calls. With that, I will remind everyone they can always reach out to me. My name is Andy Marks with Jessica Loomer, whether it's Facebook, text, email. Really appreciate everyone who does that. I'm not going to call you out unless you would like to be called out. But a few folks reached out this month and really appreciate you all doing that. With that, I'm going to ask any of you who would like to unmute to do so. I'm going to send a request to you all to unmute, ask all to unmute. So you should have a pop-up from your phone or computer if you're dialed in through Zoom. If you're on your phone, you do not have that pop-up. But if you'd like to unmute, you can talk to us about any of the topics we spoke about. Again, to remind you, we talked about having good and bad eye days. We talked about vision during working out. We talked about Halloween, and we talked about ways to improve the call. So any of those topics are free game. Again, the call is still being recorded, but we will turn the recording off before the top of the hour if you have questions you don't want recorded.
Well, forgive me if I missed it. This is John from Washington State. I'd like to get involved with the Pacific Northwest One group, but I don't know how to do it or when they hold their meetings.
Great question, John. Do you get the newsletter?
You know, I think I did once, but I haven't since that time.
Okay, well, John, we can definitely make
sure. Oh, it's ahead. Lissa. It's Lissa. I'll send you the information. I'll make sure that you're getting the emails, and we'll figure out if you're on the Facebook group. So there's ways to make that happen. So we'll make sure that happens.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, John. Thanks, Lissa.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, hey guys, it's Lisa from Canada.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa. Great.
We're coming
call
up on your 8th anniversary on the call.
I know, hard to believe, eh? couple things. As far as the good days and bad days of vision, I would say mine is more so if I'm under a lot of stress, I find my vision is worse, if that's possible. Lack of sleep will have a lot to do with it. The other topic, Halloween. Halloween has always been a very interesting one for me because when I became affected, my youngest Cole was 2.5. So it was a new world and I had to kind of figure out how to go about doing Halloween stuff and things like that. So I got little tips that I did was I would, if kids came to the door and if they knew who I was, most of them, you know, would say, "Hi, Mrs. McGregor." And I'd say, "Oh, hi." I said, "What's your costume look like? Can you describe it? Tell me what you are." Just because sometimes they forget, right? And just a way for them to say, just tell me what you are. Who are you? You know, what's your costume? Oh, cool. You know, and what kind of candy would you like? You can pick, but tell me what you've picked. As far as decorating and stuff like that, I always was not really into decorating, but at school we did a lot of decorating. And the kids would really help. And having them describe what you're actually decorating, you know, pumpkins or cookies or whatever, is always helpful. What was the other subject?
We talked about working out and we talked about changing the calls.
Mm-hmm. Changing the call. I like this format, but I also like the old format where you guys did have like a speaker, something like that. But I also like this one where you have different topics and you discuss. So I'm game for all of it. You know, it's a way for all of us to get together once a month and reconnect as a family. So it doesn't really matter to me as long as I get to hear everybody's voices. That's what's important to me.
Well, I do appreciate that. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. I love it.
Thank you, guys.
Any other questions or comments from folks out there?
This is John from Washington State again. I don't have a full understanding, but, you know, I'll notice that as the day progresses, sometimes I can see things clear and sometimes I can't. And I don't know what changes or causes it. With respect to everybody else, there's no stress in my life. So I'm fortunate for that. But throughout the day, my eyes kind of get clearer and fuzzier and clear. And, you know, I have no idea why.
Right. Yeah. And I think some of that is just one reason we wanted to kind of bring those topics up specifically is to highlight the normalcy of that. I know a lot, especially for people who have lost their vision recently or just going through this for the first time, they aren't sure whether that's normal or quote unquote normal. And I think recognizing that, hey, this happens, that's normal, is reassuring for some folks, but it's your point that can express itself in different ways.
Yeah.
This is Wayne. As far as good days, bad days, I agree with you, Annie, that it depends on the situation. I think my eyes are sort of always the same. It depends on, like you said, the room where you are, you know, sunshine, cloudy days, many things that are involved. Normal sighted people don't notice as much because, you know, we have LHON.
Right. No, I think I lost you right there at the end, but I agree with everything you said there, Wayne.
So this is Casper from Massachusetts. I kind of wanted to put in my two cents regarding my eyes changing, whether it be due to exercise or for me personally, I see my eyes change a lot when it's kind of funny. It's actually, I know that I'm about to get sick, like whether it be a cold or something, because my eyes are the first thing to go. So it's that's one thing I've noticed regarding my sight, and it's more like it lasts a couple of weeks and then I'm back to normal. And regarding exercise, I've definitely see a difference in my eyesight, but I can never quantify whether it's better or worse. It's just much different. So that's my experience.
Interesting. Awesome. Thanks, Casper.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, it's Maria. I'm going to tag on to what Casper said. When I'm sick or not feeling well, my vision is worse. Or I'm in some sort of pain, my vision's worse. And so I agree with what Casper said. There's something about just your system not being 100% that affects my vision. And as I'll go into the working out, many of you know I'm a fitness instructor. And when I get done teaching class, not all the time, but sometimes, and as the instructor, you're up there going hard, my class will be over. It's never more than an hour. And my vision is almost blasted out, like, you know, white. I could still, you know, see through the fogginess, if you will. But it's much worse and very noticeable, but, it does reside itself back to, you know, my normal level within an hour or two at most. And I think that's where people get a little bit nervous, is their vision goes, you know, into this worst stage, whatever that is for them. And they think, oh my God, what have I done? But it always does seem to come back. And I think that's what we mostly say when we get questions like that. But if it's just, you get very, you know, your heart's pumping, you're sweating, it's hot. Again, I'm sure there's some scientific, you know, reason. And, you know, you're breathing heavy. Vision just gets worse, worse, worse. So I agree with all that. Halloween, real quick. I think it's hard to go to Halloween parties when you're blind. One, nobody's recognizable. Yes. Because, right? Nobody's recognizable because they're all in costume. So you know how you know your friends by the shape, the hair, you know, that kind of thing. And then they're all dressed in character or have a mask on, or their hair's done differently. You can't tell who anybody is, except that they come and tell you, oh, it's so-and-so. But you would never recognize them like you would normally if it was at a normal gathering, perhaps. So I always found that to be hard. So I kind of shied away from, you know, Halloween parties. But I will say, probably 2 years after I was affected, I was going to a Halloween party and I got my two best girlfriends and said, we're going to dress up as three blind mice. And we all wore black. We had our mouse ears. We had our whiskers drawn on, our big, you know, Jackie O sunglasses, tails. And I gave them each a cane. And so we all walked into this party and my girlfriends were a little hesitant. They're like, is this okay? I'm like, yeah, it's fine. We're good. This is fun. This is gonna be great. And they were just like, you're okay with this. I'm like, yes, I'm okay with this. But we walked in and everyone just roared and then stopped and kind of gasped. Like, and I was only about a year and a half in, and they're like, they didn't know whether to laugh or be like, should we not laugh? Should we be okay with this? But I was like, it's fine. It's fine. Everybody started laughing again, but it was a hit. It was an absolute hit. So I'm putting that out there. If you can gather a couple of friends and you can, you know, if you have some extra canes, go with three blind mice. It's a riot. People just look at you and go, oh my God, you didn't. And we're like, we did, we did. So there's my input.
That's awesome, Maria. Thank you. And you reminded me, I mean, to your point about if you see or no one is the normal shape or style that they're normally in. And the funny thing is, sometimes, as much as I wish all of my friends did tell me who they were, the idea of them being in something that's a little different sometimes could encourage them or make them more likely to tell you who they are. But it did remind me of one kind of thing that would be more difficult for a lot of folks, and that's because of the light and shadows and everything changing. That would just generally be like haunted houses in general. This is a place where you could just hold on to someone and navigate your way through, but it can be a place where, like, hey, it's more difficult to understand what's going on if you get separated from folks. So just keep that in mind for safety reasons as you kind of navigate situations around the season.
Hey guys, it's Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Hey. Sorry, I didn't know if you could hear me or not. So in regards to like good days or bad days, so like, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm only almost 4 years in. So my dreams are still totally vivid, totally colorful, totally face filled, all of that, you know, could see faces, et cetera. And then when you wake up and you open your eyes, it's just like a blast of, okay, this is my life now. So when it's a really gray or rainy day, you're like, oh my gosh, my vision is horrible. But no, it's just a reminder, like, no, it's just a really gray day. But if it's a sunny day, you're like, okay, I can keep going with this. So, as I think it was Wayne who said, you know, it's, if it's a gray or a sunny day, like that really puts a big perspective into things as well. So that's kind of like my bad or good day thing, but I kind of get it when it's like you're not feeling well. Yeah, totally. But that's my good or bad day thing.
Thanks for sharing, Megan.
Yeah. Well, this is Wayne, but like I said before, it's like when I ride a bike, anything else maybe, but mainly riding the bike, it's like when it is sunny, it's, I don't know what I should say, miserable, but it's just not fun. It's not enjoyable. It's work. And when it's cloudy, which is sort of rare here in Florida, but because sometimes I think my vision is getting worse when it's sunny days and I'm riding. And then all of a sudden I'll get a cloudy day. And it's like, wow, this is okay. I can go much faster. I can see, quote, see better. But
Wayne, to that point, I feel like it's the differences in the shadows. When it's really a shadowy day, I do not want to go out for a walk. Yeah, exactly.
Contrast can help and hurt. You know, mm-hmm. Birds in the sky, planes. You know, contrast. You can see the plane or blackbirds or whatever, and it helps. But on the trail when I'm riding, I mean, the shadows of a tree, it could be a tree, it could be a lady standing there with a stroller, I don't know.
Well, good for you for riding a bike.
You are my hero, Wayne, I tell you, riding a bike.
Well, I'll go ahead. John Walters, you still here? No, but I told him today. I had my first accident on a bicycle since I've lived here 12 years in Florida. But
are you okay?
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't break anything.
I'm still here, Wayne.
Emery, that we ride with, he did the whole trail, 17 miles, the day before Sunday. On Sunday, and said everything clear except water in two places. And so then we went there the next day on Monday, and there were like five trees down, and we were able to get around them, but everybody's gone to electric bicycles, almost everybody. And so they get ahead of me. And so I was alone, and we had already passed these trees and went down, but we had to come back. and I'm just going along, and it just creeped up on me, because some of them, like if they're dead trees, they're whitish gray, and they just blend in with the trail.
Yeah.
And caught my handlebars on it. Wheel turned out. I go over and messed up both knees and elbows, and not my hands because I had gloves on, but I messed up the left side of my handlebar on my bike. But it's all right.
Hey Wayne, it's John. I'm here.
All right, so I already told him the story.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad sounds like you're safe, Wayne, at least. I'm glad of that.
It just made me more careful.
I don't know if any.
Pay attention a little more.
Did anyone hear me? I'm not sure.
Yes, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay, this is Judy from Canada.
Hi, Judy. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. And I thank you for your love and support. I've just recently been diagnosed with Leber's, and it's breaking my heart because I just don't know what to do.
No, I
Where
think
are you
a lot
from
of
in Canada.
And so I'm in Ontario. I'm just north of Newmarket. And I would appreciate any love and support anybody could give me, because I'm very depressed, to be honest, because it's a whole different change in my life. I just retired. I thought it was going to be a wonderful life, and it's bad. I can't.
This is Lisa McGregor. I'm in Winnipeg. Maybe Lisa could connect us.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're on Facebook or you do that kind of stuff, but I'd be more than willing to talk with you.
Well, I'm not on Facebook just because I can't see, but I'd love to give you even my email address. I don't care about doing that online to everyone.
Yeah, we
how long have you been affected?
Pardon me?
How long have you been affected?
A year ago. They thought it was really bad cataracts, and then optic nerve, and then now it's this. And when he just kind of said, it's this Leber's optic neuropathy, and he just said, there's nothing you can do, nothing you can do.
Excuse me. Sorry. My name is Patty Pallotta, and I live just south of you in Richmond Hill.
Okay, Patty.
I'm willing to help you, maybe Uber somewhere and meet you, or I give you my phone number. Did you find a good doctor?
Well, I thought I did. I went to the Kensington Eye Clinic, this neuro ophthalmologist.
I went there too.
Dr. Michelli.
But yeah. He
just kind of, I thought he just kind of wrote me off very quickly.
I went there for a second opinion, very, very dismissive. I met a nice young lady in the waiting room. I said, how long have you been seeing him? She said, this is my first and my last time. He dismissed me. So I go to Dr. Margolin, very busy, but I know exactly how you feel. I was diagnosed a year and a half ago, and it was a shocker. And did your doctor send you to Mount Sinai in Toronto?
No.
To do blood work?
No. And Patty, could I give you my phone number? I don't care if I give it to everyone, or does it matter? I'm not sure how this works.
We're gonna turn off the recording in a few minutes. So let's hold off. Just stay on the line until the recording's off, and then we'll manage all that if you don't mind.
Okay,
if you can
say
that one.
Yeah,
perfect.
For sure, because you're only like half an hour from me.
Yeah. Let's just wait.
Right.
Let's give Andy a chance to do a little bit more while it's recorded, and then we'll come back to this and make sure we get that handled. But let's do that when the recording's off.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Judy, thank you for speaking up though. And one thing I would like to say, and as Lissa said there, we will probably try and turn off the recording in the next 5 minutes or so, but I just want to echo, like, you mentioned the love and support this group is giving you. A lot of folks here, we can't say we know exactly what you're going through, but we know a lot of what you're going through. A lot of people here have been through a lot of what you're going through right now. And we don't pretend to act as if it's nothing. We recognize the difficulty of that and want to help in any way we can. And I hope you recognize we have folks all across this globe, someone even 30 minutes from you. So hopefully we can be support, if nothing more than that. So in the next couple minutes, we'll turn the recording off. Are there any other last comments that people want to make sure that are covered before we get the recording off, though?
Well, I have stuff.
Go on.
Well, everyone's story obviously is different. I woke up Memorial Day weekend that Monday, 2020, and I couldn't see myself.
There's a hearing breaking.
I'm getting on Zoom right now. See if I can get on there. 1 second.
Oh, we can hear you.
Was that? Okay.
Andy, can you hear me? It's Chris Herbst.
Chris.
Yeah. Judy.
Chris, we can hear you.
Judy, my name is Chris Herbst. I'm in Pennsylvania, and I was affected at age 64, and I had a very difficult time at first, it was difficult for me at first, but Liz's help and this wonderful family of LHON supporters, everything turned around for me, and I consider this group of people my second family, and they've been so wonderful and so helpful, and I feel like I can help people now too, and I've just been able to turn my life around. I've been affected for 10 years now, and these are wonderful people, and I know we can reach out to you, and don't despair.
Oh, thank you so much. You all make me want to cry. I just feel so desperate, but I'm just very, very grateful.
Don't despair. There will be so many people that will reach out to, that can reach out to you, and we want you to be happy again.
Yeah, it's a whole change of life. It sure is.
Well, just know
you're not alone.
Thank you.
No, you're not, and it's. Sometimes I think women who come down with this later in life have different issues that men don't have to think about because they have, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Yes. So we have a whole set of other things we think about. And it's good to talk to other women and, Lissa will set up all these connections for you. So please just hang in there and you'll have a new set of friends you never knew you had.
Oh, I already feel like I do. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you're on the call.
Oh, me too. Me too. Thank you so much.
You can message me or call me anytime. Lissa will connect us.
Okay, I would appreciate that.
Yeah. And my name's Patty again.
Okay, thank you, Patty.
Thank you. Bless you.
God bless you too.
Thanks.
Well, I know we are all wrapping each other in a giant hug right now. I think this is a great time with it being the top of the hour. In case there are folks who wanted to say things while the recording was off but can't hang much past that, I want to go ahead and move to the point of turning the recording off. Jessica, I know you got family there with you too. So I'm going to go ahead and get the recording turned off. But before I do that, I want to remind everyone that our next call for LHO and Live is November 2nd. So 11/2/2022, that'll be our 99th call. Again, first Wednesday of every month, always the same dial-in info. And it's 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. If you have topics you want to make sure we talk about, you can reach out to me, Andy Marks, or Jessica Loomer, whether it be Facebook or lhonlive@gmail.com. We always are happy to take those questions. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and get the recording turned off. And so if you have any questions, we're all still here. Judy, we want to make sure we get your contact information as well.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.